Good afternoon. I'm back. This is not really a episode or anything like this, but I just had an epiphany and somebody inboxed me and was like, hey, you know, I ain't heard podcasts in a while. And to be honest, I've been busy with other things. There's been other things on my plate that has just caused me not to create an episode to come back. And I had some other colleagues who I haven't heard any podcasts from either lately, and they just been posting different questions and stuff on their Facebook and trying to get feedback and things like that. But I was reading something and then had this epiphany about how you can sometimes get caught up on wanting support or feedback from people who really don't need it from. And I don't know why that came to my mind. I guess because just all the things going on in my life and just my own personal experience, I've had to take the step back to realize the things that I'm doing in my life right now, moves I'm making, is not for other people, it's for myself and my family. And so regardless if I have support from outside people or not, I had just had to revamp my friend list on Facebook because, you know, people are just sensitive. People are crazy. Sometimes people just take things personal. And, you know, today was supposed to be a blackout where we're supporting black businesses. And I had to kind of take a step back to kind of understand what the purpose of supporting, you know, black businesses. We should have been supporting black businesses from the beginning. We shouldn't have to have people tell us to support our own people. And the thing about support is just that void that you have to fill from other people. Sometimes people can spark your flames with positivity, and then sometimes people can say things in such a negative way. You have such a negative taste in your mouth, and it makes you do things to respond to them in an ugly way, and it's really not necessary, nor is it purposeful. And so what I wanted to come on this podcast to say is you should definitely never look to people who are just not established and not on your level for support. Support is something that people choose to give, not something that you have to beg for people to give you. And I just had that thought just come in my mind, like, you know, of all the things I'm doing great, you know, about to enter into motherhood, about to transition into teaching more advancedly. I cannot say to you how good God has been to me and what he has blessed me with to even come to have the strength enough to do this podcast after like a big mishap with different people taking things the wrong way. I know that this pandemic is extreme for a lot of people. But I feel like my voice should be heard as well as your voice should be heard. Everybody's voices should be heard when they're hurt or when they feel like people are doing things that they shouldn't. And right now we've been having a lot of people do protests, and we've had also in these following weeks or following couple of days, a lot of killings. And instead of us reverting to do the right thing and support each other, like I said at the beginning, how we're supposed to be doing in the first place, we're not offering a positive word or support for our brothers and sisters because we don't understand what that looks like. And so we have to, in order to be able to do something, you have to have good representation of it. And I feel like that's where I come in. That's where a lot of people on my Facebook who have black businesses come in. You know, there's things that should not take you so much energy to do. It's taken a lot of energy to post people killing people on the internet. It's taken a lot of energy for people to post negative thoughts of what they feel like about Black Lives Matter or any of the topics that have just been out there. And I feel like if we're going to use that kind of energy to be ugly, we should use it to be positive and fuel ourselves to be more advanced in the things we say we want to get out of life and the people we say we want to become. That takes a lot of discipline, but I just had to come on here and say that because that thing struck me so hard like a ball of fire. You know, shout out to Vanessa for you know, talking to me through the messenger and just, you know, giving me some encouragement there to post today. It certainly took a lot of courage. I'm preparing for things this week, and it just requires a lot of time. And so I just really didn't have any time. But I said, this podcast don't got to be long. A message doesn't have to be long to be feeling, and purposeful. I think that you can say things in a couple words and get the point across. So I hope everybody has a blessed week. My week is certainly busy. Prayers for all people who may have, lost someone during COVID or going through COVID. We all are there. We all have special, things in our heart or people in our heart that we want to support and say, we love them, our families. A lot of people have lost a lot of people. So take some time today to support your own people and share their pages and Instagrams, please. I got a couple that I'm probably going to share when I post this. And I hope that everybody just feels this message and is encouraged to do the same. All right, y'all. Peace to the Middle East, from the Middle East. I'm chilling today. I just had to stop real quick and take a break and reach out to y'all. Y'all my people. I know a lot of people support me. And it doesn't have to be through likes. I know people who support me in the dark, because those people talk to me. So I appreciate it a lot. Guys, y'all have a blessed week. And hopefully I talk to you soon, if not next week. Peace.